Republican John James launches campaign for Congress in Michigan's 10th District. By Ashley Oliver on January 31, 2022. Former Republican Senate candidate John James announced on Monday he is running for the open congressional seat in Michigan's 10th District, which has been redrawn into a competitive battleground ahead of the November midterm elections. James, a businessman who graduated from West Point and served in the U.S. Army, released a video message with his announcement that heavily focused on the economy and jobs. Under the leadership of Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Michigan finished December with one of the top 10 highest unemployment rates in the country, at 5.6%, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. "I'm John James, and I want to grow your economy, not Washington's," James begins in the video. "I'm an open-minded, free-thinking conservative, and I'm not afraid to listen even if you disagree with me. I'm not a career politician, but I do know how to create Michigan jobs." The video features James in a warehouse as he speaks about his business in automotive logistics. The Detroit-based Republican serves as president of the James Group and CEO of its subsidiary Renaissance Global Logistics and says his work is the kind of business that put Michigan on the map. A political newcomer in 2018, James ran for Senate against longtime incumbent Senator Debbie Stabenow, DME, and lost by about 7 points. The Michigan Republican sought to retry his bid for Senate in 2020 against a newer incumbent, Senator Gary Peters, DME, and came up short by less than 2 points, receiving 2.6 million votes compared to Peters' 2.7 million. Now back on the campaign trail, James has the most name recognition in the new 10th District, which largely comprises Macomb County and northern metro Detroit and leans just slightly Republican. Michigan lost one congressional district after the release of updated U.S. Census population data last year, and the new congressional map has led current 10th District Representative Lisa McLean, Army, to run for re-election in the new solid red 9th District and 9th District Representative Andy Levin, DME, to face off against Representative Haley Stevens, DME, in Michigan's new Democrat-leaning 11th District. Michigan's redrawn map, although finalized, is now facing litigation. But any map changes resulting from legal battles are likely to have minimal impact on James's race. James said in his video, "Michigan deserves a leader who's lived in the real world, who understands national security, who understands how to provide economic opportunity, and zeroed in on his military experience, having gone through Ranger School and served in Iraq, as an indication of his dedication to serving the country." Michigan Democrat Party Chair Leifra Barnes chided James after he made his campaign announcement, stating, "Losing two statewide campaigns 2 election cycles in a row should send a clear message to John James. Michiganders are not interested in him representing them." Democrats hoping for a pickup opportunity in the 10th District, however, currently have relatively unknown candidates in the running, including anti-Israel activist Huwaida Araf. On the Republican side, attorney Eric Ashaki is James's closest competitor in the primary race. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.